Hello, this is Ariane Saras calling in to you guys all over the place. I'm here with Aruha Tala of Telus, who will be speaking for me. I'm glad to be here today. It's delightful to actually have this whole thing working. We've had so many technical difficulties starting up, and it's just lovely actually having it work. So I'm not at my usual spot. I'm in the Bay Area this time, and so I've recruited my friend Sabina to help me out. Say hello, Sabina.
Hi there.
And so if you're calling in, she'll be the one manning the switchboard. So we'll hope that everything works out well for all of us. So the way that I and Aruha Tala have discussed doing the program, it seems to work that she would like to do an exercise or have a discussion at the beginning of the show for probably maybe 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how involved she gets. And then we'll open it up to people to call. And as I have said before, it's, you know, she will answer the questions. A question from all sorts of people. And if you'd like to know more about us, of course, you can go to my website, ariansaras.wordpress.com, and you'll find out all about her and me. The phone number to call in is 347-855-8164 when you want to. So I'm just hoping that there will be some callers for Aruha Tala and her wonderful energy. She is from Telos. I sort of think it would be nice to give a little intro, which is a fifth-dimensional city under Mount Shasta. Actually, there are many such cities all over the world, and they're, you know, in the inner earth, and they're all fifth-dimensional. So if you drill down under Mount Shasta, you wouldn't find anything because you're only dealing with the third dimension, not the fifth. And her purpose in coming to me, through me actually, is to help people deal with all of the distortions, all of the issues that have come up for people. You know, many of us are on our journey trying to evolve, working on ourselves in all kinds of ways, but no matter how much work we do, it seems there are some things that just are intractable. And these are what she calls distortions, and this is what she is working to release in us. And so a lot of her exercises and talks are about things that we can do, practical things in our own spirit and psyche to release things. Okay, so I am going to let her come in, and we will, and she'll talk. Oops, that was to remind me that we were about to show. It only came 5 minutes late. Okay, so okay, hello, dear one. It is very interesting to be here today. I always like talking to people, even if there's only 1, 2, or 10, or 100, because even if there's only 1, 2, or 3 listening now, others will hear this over the next week or two. And the more they hear this information, the more this information and energy gets out to all sorts of people. So before we start, I would like you to imagine closing your eyes, uncrossing your legs and arms. Just imagine that the grounding cord of the earth is going to light up the center of the earth all the way through you and around you and go all the way into the great central sun, so that you feel that you are surrounded by protective crystalline energy. And this is very important because the crystalline energy, of course, is very high vibration, and it responds to vibrations. The higher your vibration, the higher its vibration is as well. And it also keeps unwanted energies out of you. And that's important because I'm going to do the next thing that I always like to do, and that is to run the white Christed light through me into all of you. And this isn't from me, this white Christed light. It is through me. It comes from Source, and that is what I like to do, is run it through me and pass it to all of you who are listening. So put out your hands and let this energy flow into you, flow into your cells, into your body. Let them open to all of this wonderful energy. And remember, this light is not one color, but every color and every permutation of color. And that means that every vibration that you need is going into each of your cells, each of your molecules, each of your atoms, each of your lifetimes, each of your levels, all of your dimensions, all of your realities. So it is multifaceted, filling up your oversoul. Every part of all of your lifetimes, all of your conceptions, all of your beings are now being bathed in this white Christed light. It feels very good, doesn't it? And of course, it's full of this lovingness. And that, of course, is one of the things that I have here, is the sense of passing this great love through to you as well, from my heart to yours. Now, Arian was talking, and you can close your hands now, and we can focus on what we're going to do. Because Arian was talking about me giving some information or an exercise before we actually do any calling. And I am particularly interested in doing that, because it's not only that you get to call me and get some information for yourselves, but that you all benefit from something that could be really useful, something that would be you could use in your lifetimes, in every part of your life, and might not come up normally as part of somebody's discussion. Now, this particular exercise came up last week. Someone called me and asked a question, and I felt that this exercise would be perfectly important to pass out to all of you. This exercise was about, the question, I should say, was from this woman who was very concerned about whether the banks were going to fail. And she was really concerned about where to put her money and how to protect her assets. And so Arian gave her some comments from her perspective, because, of course, she is psychic above and beyond me. But then I realized that I wanted to come in and do a particular exercise with her, and this is the exercise. So it has to do with feeling safe, and not just safe in your body, but all of your assets being safe, all of your money being safe, all of your people in your life being safe, protected, because we do not necessarily know what is going to happen. There are many, many timelines. We know there are. And there are things that happen in one timeline that don't happen in another. And so in one timeline, everything is fine. The banks are fine. The world is fine. In this particular timeline, who knows what's going to happen? Will the banks collapse? Will chaos reign? will there be war and famine and all this other stuff and drought? Drought. We all know about drought in California. So what I would like to suggest is I'd like you all to imagine that you are in the center of a wheel. You are the hub of a wheel. And this wheel has a lot of spokes around it. And this is very important because each of these spokes is going to a particular place, person, asset. So this has to do with protecting each of your assets, each of your family, each of your those things and people you want to make safe in this world. Because this woman was worried, and I said, you know, don't have to be. You can make an energy focus that will have things different. So I'd like you now to imagine you are in the center of this hub, and I'd like you to imagine you are connected to Source all the way up into the universal source of all. And I'd like you to imagine bringing down Source energy, Source protection, Source light coming into you. So now you are inside a beam of this Source energy that is here to protect you, here to protect all the things that you care about, here to protect from any kinds of danger. So imagine one of those lines of the one spoke going down to, say, your house. And imagine that Source energy going and covering that house, just enveloping it with protection. And then you can imagine a spoke that goes to your spouse, should you have a spouse, or your significant other. And then one going to each of your children, should you have children. And so if there may be one child, zero children, five children, each of your parents, same thing, and your siblings, and all of the people that you have love for, your friends, family, all of these folks, if you have lots and lots of properties, or even if you just have one, your house, your car, your bank account, all of these things, just imagine this Source light energy surrounding each of them so that all that you have is protected. And so it comes through you. And you can always add on more spokes. This is an infinite wheel. If you have 1,000 spokes, that's okay, or more. All of these people that you care about, all of these things that you care about, all of these concepts, you know, they may be places, they may be people. If you want to put one toward a particular park that you love that you don't want to have destroyed, or anything, you can, whatever you can imagine as your things that you would like to protect, that is what's really important. And you can do it any time of the day. I suggested to this woman that she do it at night before, you know, or in the beginning or after her meditation in the morning, so that she could, you know, once she did all her other prayers, she could also add this protection as well. I'm really into making sure that people have practical tools for doing things, and this is a practical tool for you. So I am now complete with that. Do we have anybody on the line? Doesn't look like it. Okay. So I don't know what to do at this point. I guess I can babble on for a little bit. If we don't get any more callers, then we'll stop early. But if we do get callers, I will be more than glad to talk to you. And Arian says the number is 347-855-8164. So I hope that, you know, someone will call. At this point, let's see. I can. And what was that? Oh, we always have. Being in our homes, we always have these strange noises that happen because that's what life is like. It's rare that we have quiet anymore. But I'd like to just add that we're in a place in a time when things are getting much more stressful, that people are going through an awful lot. And that little exercise that I just did about safety actually does a number of things. Because when you feel safe, when you feel that all of your assets, whether they're human assets, animal assets, oh, I forgot to mention, if you have pets. Now, Arian has cats, and she also has chickens. And so she will do it for the chickens as well as the cat, because the cats live in the house and the chickens live outside, but they all have names and she enjoys them. And so that's really important, is that when your body feels safe, when you can relax, that is really important, because by relaxing into the safety, you don't have to worry as much about how things are going next. Most people in the third dimension spend a great deal of time out of their body, moving forward, looking around, what's going on behind them, what's going on in front of them, how am I going to get here, how am I going to get there, how do I make things happen, do I have enough money, all of these questions, all of this stuff. And there's a lot of anxiety attached to it. If I were to say there was a way to describe modern times, I would say it's anxious. We are living in times of anxiety in every way, in every dimension. And so this is really important. When you can feel safe, you don't have to feel as anxious. And when you're not anxious, you can relax into your body. And when you relax into your body, you can feel good about yourself. And being in your body and feeling good about yourself, you then attract things that will make you feel safer, more prosperous, more in alignment with your life purpose. Things become much more positive, more powerful, and more evolutionary, moving forward in a way that you would like to go. You can attract to you much more easily the positive things, because you are not sitting here waiting for something to happen that may happen, may not happen, but you're anxious about it. And when you're not anxious, you become more relaxed. And more relaxed means that you can really feel yourself in the earth, and you stay in your body. So all of this is really important. And we still have no callers. Okay. Well, if we don't have any more, I'm just going to assume that this will be it. And hopefully next time there will be more people. Because I could talk forever, but I really don't want to. I would much prefer to give the kind of information that people need. So thank you all. For those of you who are listening, great. Those of you who aren't, maybe you'll listen to it later. Anyways, and thank you for being here.